Right, now today is a special day. Does anyone know what today is? What's special about today, Josh? It is Mother's Day today. Okay, now does anyone know another name for today? It's not a trick question, I promise you. Daniel. Good job, Daniel. Well done. Today is also known as Mothering Sunday. If you look in most calendars, you'll find that it is described as Mothering Sunday, not Mother's Day. Because today is, although we celebrate mothers, and mothers are amazing, in the church we think about all the people who help care for us, who help look after us, who help raise us. And sometimes that involves more than just our mum. If you just think for a minute about all the different people who are involved in looking after you during the week. You might have your mum, your dad, grandmas, grandparents, granddads, aunts, uncles, teachers, your group leaders here today, the people who do Sunday school, your youth leaders. The list goes on and on. So during the week, there are so many people that help care for you. So we're celebrating all the people who look after us. And we thank God for surrounding us with lots of people that care for us. But in particular, we are thinking about our mums today. There's a saying in Africa, it says, it takes a village to raise a child. What that means is it takes more than just one person to help look after you and give you all the love that you need. You need the help of lots and lots of different people. Now, in our church, we've been thinking about 40 acts of kindness. We've been thinking about ways that every day during Lent we can show kindness to someone. Now, I think that today is probably the easiest day for you children to show kindness to your mums. So has any of you done something lovely for your mum this morning? Or are there any ladies here that have experienced an act of kindness this morning? Let's see. Tabitha, what have you been up to?
I gave my mummy a croissant, and then so I took orders for my mummy, and she said croissant.
Croissant for Leanne this morning. Leanne did well. What's Fiona had?
I got breakfast and bed and presents.
Very nice. Any down here? What's Michelle been up to?
I was kindly woken at 5 a.m. by Jack, and I got breakfast in bed.
I can beat that. I think it was 4 something that I got visited. What have you been doing, Muzzle?
I made breakfast for my mum.
Very nice. There's lots of nice breakfast being had.
I got a hamper from Betty's tea shop.
Ooh, a hamper from Betty's tea shop. Very, very nice. I'm going to come down here and take a couple. Oh, Isabel's got a hand up. Isabel, what have you done for mummy?
Gave me chocolates and cards and breakfast in bed, and then we've left Daddy cooking.
Wow, very nice. Okay, let's do Chloe and Naomi.
Me and my brother made my mum some handmade chocolates.
Very nice.
And they had no plastic packaging on them.
Even better. Well done. Do you want to pass it to Naomi for me? Thank you.
I made Mummy a superhero card.
Oh, lovely. Go on, one more, Susanna.
I'm not officially a mummy, but I got a wonderful text from my stepdaughter.
Oh, very, very nice. Do you know, I am very grateful to all the uniform groups that make wonderful cards with their children during the week so that I have plenty of super cards to open this morning. And got breakfast on bed, because technically I got up already, and then breakfast appeared, so I had to get back on the bed to eat my breakfast. But the thought was definitely there, so I'm very grateful. So this morning we're celebrating the amazing job that mums do, and we're going to think about that a bit more in a few minutes. Now, this morning we are joined by three very special visitors. we're going to be joined by three mothers from the Bible. And they've all had very different experiences of raising their children. And so we've got Emily, Jenny and Grace are going to come and give us an insight into what life has been like for three of the mums in the Bible. If I move this way a bit for you girls, you won't get hidden behind the stand. Okay.
My name is Josh Bed. Not easy to say, is it? You can call me Joe if you like. I have a daughter called Miriam and a new baby boy. Things are really difficult for me and all the other Hebrew families at the moment. A new king came to power and he wants to get rid of all the Hebrew baby boys. I have been hiding my son at home for the last 3 months, but he was getting too big and too noisy. I couldn't keep him quiet and hidden safely any longer. I had to make tough decisions so that I could keep him safe. I made a special basket and covered it in tar so that it was waterproof. Then I hid it in the reeds on the bank of the river where the Pharaoh's daughter came to wash. I left my daughter Miriam to watch the baby and keep him safe. As I hoped, the Pharaoh's daughter saw my precious little boy, and knowing he was a Hebrew child, she felt sorry for him. Miriam asked her if she would like her to fetch a Hebrew woman to care for the baby. She agreed and came to fetch me. She is now planning to adopt my little boy and has named him Moses. I was determined to find a way to save my son, and God bless my plan. Not only was I able to keep him safe from the new king, but I can look after him until he's old enough to live in the palace with the Pharaoh's daughter. I keep praying that he will have a really good life and go on to serve God in a special way.
Hello, my name is Naomi. I had to leave my own country of Judah because there was severe famine and no food. I came to a new land called Moab with my husband and two sons. When we arrived in Moab, my husband died and I had to care for my sons on my own. But they both got married in this new country to two lovely girls called Orpah and Ruth. After 10 years, both of my sons died, but I have continued to love and care for my daughters-in-law. I have done my best to teach them everything I know and especially to share with them about how much God loves them. One day I heard that the famine in my home country had ended and there was food there again. I told Orpah and Ruth they could stay in Moab and find new husbands. Orpah went back to her own family, but Ruth decided to stay with me. She told me, "Where you go, I will go, and where you stay, I will stay. Your people will be my people, and your God, my God." She was determined to come back to my homeland of Judah. I'm so glad she did. Now she loves my God as her own, and she has now married to a wonderfully kind man called Boaz. They just have a little boy called Obed. I have a feeling that God is going to do great things with that family.
Hi, you might have heard about me. After all, I was at the centre of something pretty dramatic in Bethlehem a while ago. My name is Mary and I am the mother of Jesus. I was all set to marry Joseph when an angel appeared and told me I have been chosen to give a very special baby. The Son of God, can you believe it? At first, I was shocked and puzzled, but I trusted God. So, anyway, you might have heard what happened next. After a long trip to Bethlehem and a sleepless night that involved lots of animals, a smelly stable, and all sorts of strange visitors, I gave birth to Jesus. Bringing up such a precious child hadn't been easy. There have been times of unbelievable joy and excitement. Life has never been dull. You might have heard stories about how Jesus turned water into wine at a wedding and how he had fed 5,000 people with just a couple of fish and some bread. But I've also had to live through a great sacrifice. You see, all along I have known that Jesus was the Son of God and he had come to give himself up as a sacrifice, the one and only sacrifice that could be made for mankind. I had to watch him suffer and die on a cruel death on a cross. But 3 days later, the most incredible thing happened. My son did not stay dead. He came back to life again, and now anyone who loves Jesus will live forever with him in heaven. Life as a mum is certainly full of ups and downs, don't you agree?
So we're going to think a bit more now about those mums that we've heard about in the Bible, and perhaps about our own mum or the person that's helped to care for us. We've heard about Moses' mum. She had a plan to keep him safe. And we heard about Naomi, who showed great courage through the famine and through raising her children and her daughters-in-law on her own. And you know, God did do great things with that family. Obed, the little baby boy we heard about, he went on to have a son called Jesse, and he went on to have a son called David, who eventually became king. And then it was from David's family that Jesus was born. So God did really use that family. And then lastly, we heard about Mary, who had that incredible challenge of bringing up God's own son. So they all had very different experiences of being a mum, and I'm sure a lot of us have had different experiences. So we're going to think about the qualities that a mum might have. So over on this board here, I'm going to help ask Tim if he can kindly, he's my glamorous assistant this morning, he loves it when I do parade services. Is going to help move. Over here, we've got an outline of a mum. You've probably twigged that art was not my best subject at school, but please forgive me. So can any of you think about qualities or characteristics that a mum, maybe those we've heard about in the Bible showed, or maybe your own mum has? And we're going to write those words up on here. So I'm going to get us going, and I'm going to put determined, because I think that those mums in the Bible were determined to do their best for their children, even in tricky situations. So if we've got any other qualities or characteristics, pop your hand up and Tim's going to run round.
Love.
So mums show love.
Caring.
Responsibility.
Cook us food.
What was that one? Sorry, I didn't hear that. Cook for us. Though I hope not today. I hope they're getting the day off today.
Forgiveness.
Washes my clothes.
Are you not big enough to wash your own clothes? That should be your challenge. I'm sure there's a scout badge for washing clothes, or there should be.
Patience.
Setting an example is what I said.
Set an example.
Encouragement.
Like you're picking the long words.
Listens.
Okay, I'm going to take two more.
Helping.
Selfless.
Lovely. So we've come up with quite a good list there of different qualities that those mums in the Bible might have shown and that you might have experienced in the way that you've brought up. Mums who listen and encourage us, who love us, who are caring, determined, that are selfless, always thinking of your needs before their own. And then some of the practical things as well, like cooking for us and washing our clothes. So, it's tough being a mum, isn't it? Now, does anybody here think that they can show all of those qualities all the time? No, because I think that perhaps if you did, you might have one of those on all the time. Is there anybody here today that thinks that that's what they need to wear? That's what they put on in the morning. They get the Wonder Woman costume out and they have all those qualities all of the time. No. And that's why we can't do it on our own. Being a mum is difficult, isn't it? And that's why we need other people to help us. We need the support and encouragement of our friends and our families. And we need to pray to God to give us strength and help sometimes too. So we've looked at some of the amazing qualities that mothers have. And we've thought about how difficult it is to do that job on our own. We know that it's a lot easier when we've got people who will help and support and encourage us. And that's why belonging to a family helps. But we know that life is messy. Life isn't always perfect. And so it's really important to remember that family exists wherever people are loving and kind to each other, no matter what that family looks like, no matter what shape or size that family might be. Our Bible reading that we're going to look at now shows us how that sort of family can be created. I'm going to read just three sentences from the Bible, and they take place as Jesus is on the cross. So these are some of the last words that Jesus spoke while he was living his earthly life. And in this passage, Jesus asks his mother Mary to look after his best friend John. And he turns to John and he asks John to help look after Mary. And so Jesus brings together a new family. So let's hear those words from John chapter 19. Near the cross of Jesus stood his mother, his aunt, Mary the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother there, and the disciple whom he loved standing nearby, he said to her, "Woman, here is your son." And to the disciple, "Here is your mother." From that time on, John took her into his home and accepted her as his mother. So that might not be the traditional family that we think of, but that's Jesus over 2,000 years ago shaping a new family. Jesus knows that he isn't going to be there on earth to care for Mary any longer or to care for his best friend John. So he tells them both to come together, care for each other, support each other, love each other, and form a new family. Jesus is showing us that anyone can play a part in caring for another person. You don't even have to be a mom or a woman to do that. There's a part for everybody to play. So Jesus brings a new family to birth through his loving care. And it's the family that Jesus goes on to establish here on earth today, the family that we call the church. And it's in this wider family that we can help care for each other, nurture each other, mother each other. And that's part of what we're celebrating today. So Mothering Sunday is about all of those who mother us, all of those who care for us, who teach us, who help us grow. And we go on needing people like that, whether we're a tiny newborn baby or whether we're over 100 years old and everywhere in between. We all need care and support and love. So this morning we've thought about the qualities a mother has, and we've seen that it's impossible to do all of that on our own. We all need people to help care for us. And we've seen that Jesus taught us to build families of whatever shape and size so that we can care for each other and support each other through the challenges we face, whether we're young or whether we're grown up. And we said that everybody has a part to play in loving each other. And we don't have to be mums to do that. Mums have an amazing part to play, but it takes all sorts of people to help raise us. And we said that some days it does feel like you need to be a superhero to do it all. And some days it feels just a bit too difficult on our own. But you know, you don't have to wear one of these because you're not on your own. God wants to help. God teaches us and guides us and gives us strength. But God did make mums special, and he did give them a special job to play.